I got involved with Iditarod in 1976 when the first mushers were coming to Nome and they needed somebody to work at the dog lot. So I helped organize the dog lot in 1976. And I did that in 76, 77, 78, and 79. And then in 1980 is when I ran my Iditarod. And I came in last. Got the Red Lantern. My most memorable Iditarod experience was with Colonel Norman Vaughn out on the trail in 1980. We were running along and he had a dog named Rabbit. And the dog didn't really know G from Haw, but it would actually run like down the trail like a rabbit. And then it would just go up trees or whatever. It would get Norman all tied up. And between that and the wolves chasing me going into Uniclete. So there's a lot more experiences that I had. I'm ready. I just think it is an amazing feat of all the trials and tribulations that the Iditarod Trail Committee, volunteers, losing planes out there, all the trials and tribulations of the race, and now we're at 50 years. It's amazing. And I'm very happy for Iditarod. Since my 1980 Iditarod, I learned what I know for sure in life is that the Iditarod in 1980 taught me a lot, that I can persevere anything and I can do anything if I put my mind to it. It's the same thing that Iditarod has done. You know, they have persevered some downtimes, some uptimes, and I think this race is an amazing soul-searching race that makes people either grow or not grow.